Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, here in the good old United States, we're constantly bombarded by the need to eat healthier. Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is here to talk about a new book which makes eating healthier easier while still getting to eat many of the things that we all like to eat and, in fact, grew up on. Hector, this is all about substitutes, right? Substitution.
Yes. This new healthier traditions cookbook is focused on classic American dishes, and it's free.
So the meatloaf and the au gratin potatoes and the we can eat all that. We just have to figure out how to make them a bit differently.
Exactly. We recognize the need that many people want to eat meals that improve their health, but they also want to enjoy their favorite recipes. So last year, as you know, TCHS created a bilingual collection of recipes of Mexican favorites. It was a tremendous success. So this year we are focusing on American favorites from different regions around the country. The recipes in our cookbook are classic American dishes like New England clam chowder, mac and cheese, Philly cheesesteak, with just a few ingredients changed to reduce fat, sodium, and calories, and increase nutritional value.
What's on everyone's mind, the question that should be, is does it taste the same? I mean, if it doesn't taste the same, what's the point, right?
We're very sensitive to that. People want to enjoy eating what they grew up eating, like you said, and swapping out a few ingredients here and there keep the integrity of the food while increasing the nutritional value. We're not talking about adding tofu to everything. We keep faith with the original dish.
Well, taste is one part of it, of course, and the other is the nutritional side to it, and that's really the basis for this. So how did you go about that?
Well, like we did last year with the Mexican food dishes, we partnered with two dietitians to provide helpful tips, notes, and facts that teach people more about the reasons behind the ingredients and cooking methods used in these recipes and making them healthier.
Okay, so I'm dying to know. Let's get into this. What do you do for New England clam chowder? How do you make that healthier?
You know, you want it to be nice and creamy, so you substitute milk and half in place of heavy cream, which lowers the saturated fat calories.
All right, I'm going to throw another one at you. Fried chicken. What do you do with fried chicken?
Well, fried chicken, you use skinless chicken and baking instead of frying. That saves fat and calories while you enjoy crispy, flavorful chicken.
Okay, you're cheating a bit, and so it's not fried chicken. It's just baked chicken.
Yeah.
But you promise it'll taste just as good.
It certainly will taste nice and fresh and moist.
My wife, Catherine's from Louisiana, and I thought I saw something about shrimp po' boys.
Yes.
How do you, what do you do there?
Well, you don't do fried shrimp. You use flavorfully spiced pan-cooked shrimp, which adds a lot of flavor without all of the fat.
Well, it's still a po' boy then.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. It's the shrimp. It's not the frying that makes it the po' boy.
Well, some there would be plenty that would argue with it on that
well,
one.
Well, we're not going to go slug it out on down in New Orleans over this. But
they take that very seriously.
Yeah, I know they do. But this is a way of making it healthier.
Well, the Healthier Traditions American Cookbook is free and available online at transamericainstitute.org. Click on the Health Center. There you'll find all about this nutritional cookbook from the Institute. So thank you, Hector. And I've got to try some of this stuff, especially the po' boy. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.